Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute ref on IT and IT security. Today, looking at vendor management controls. The astute viewer may have noticed that this is not my car. I am in another city, in another state, in another organization doing a security controls assessment this week. I'm actually at the airport right now. You probably can't tell from the background, but behind me is the Enterprise sign, and in front of me is the guy who wants my car, and to the left of me is the plane that's taking me home. So I'm in a very good mood. Get me on that plane. The thing I wanted to talk to you about in terms of borrowing cars and whatnot or using other people's services is vendor risk management. So tip for you, if you don't have one, have a vendor risk management program in place and do it in such a way that is centralized, is maintainable, and is regularly reviewed. You know, it doesn't matter whose car it is, right? They all drive the same. I can't crash it, apparently, unless it's bumper cars, but we're not going down that path. You can't crash it. You got to take care of it. They provide the fuel and the services and whatnot, and you just get the keys and go. And I like that. I like that a lot when I travel. Much the same way with cloud services, having run data centers in the past, I know how much of a pain it is. I miss it. I love it. I get nostalgic every time I walk into one. Don't miss the late nights. Don't miss the holidays when I had to meet the fuel trucks. Don't miss the DR. No. There is something very nice about using a platform as a service or a software as a service to get things done. But of course, you got to make sure that they manage the controls to your level of satisfaction. One way to do that is relying on certifications such as FedRAMP or ISO or NIST, so that you say, hey, I am upholden to FedRAMP, and they're upholden to FedRAMP, and therefore they have met that minimum control standards. Now, purists will argue with me, but Wolf, someone could still break in. But Wolf, they may say that they're doing the control, but they're not. But Wolf, just because they've got cameras on the doors doesn't mean that they don't have people who are accessing their service. I get all that. I'm not immune to any of those things. But I would argue, too, there's nothing to say that we're not doing that now, right? There's no real controls to prevent that from happening in the current environment with our current in-house technology. The key thing here is to move from direct control to indirect control, realizing that ownership is not a control in and of itself. We do that, again, establish a security standard, establish a level of control, do regular interviews, do walkthroughs for your most important customers, simple surveys for least important vendors, and take it from there. Now, once you have those things in place, you gotta have a program and process around it, right? You can't just interview them once. You gotta have routine checks, got to have follow-ups, got to know when the vendors are being used more than they initially anticipated, or perhaps less, when changes in the policies have occurred. All those things have to be tracked, which means just because you do a vendor risk review onboarding isn't enough. Usually every 6 months or 12 months is also required. But in doing this, hey, you get out of maintaining all those controls, and arguably too, depending on how you set it up contractually, you can end up with a higher level of security posture. So that's it. Vendor risk management. Love it. Love it. I really love it. But I love not having to bring my car with me everywhere. I do like that. Take it easy and see you back in Michigan.